Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 290, post birthday reflection. And I just came up with that that name right now. I had no idea. I did it. Was going to be one of them, but it was just little notes right before my birthday, night before my birthday, day of my birthday, a couple days after. I was just making little notes, and that's where I got to. So started the old introduction and went, "Hey, say that." So there we go. Who cares anyway what they're titled? Tom does. Tom cares. So, hello, my Pro U listeners. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate y'all. And a little story I share, but people should know if they are in my life how important the podcast is to me. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's something that I'm the very, very proud of. I'm super thankful that I get to do it. And I just, again, the people that are listening, I just am thankful. And I do what I do because I get to. And I really, really try to remember that. So I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just sharing what I'm doing. I'm out there doing my best at 54, walking the earth, having experiences, and then I'm sharing them with you all. So read a couple things, share some stories, and talk about me being wonderfully flawed some more. But if you have any questions, any comments at all, please, please, please feel free to email me at proupodcast@gmail.com. And if you have any extra time to go to iTunes and rate the podcast, that'd be fantastic. Search my name, Tom Dieters. You'll see that Pro U Podcast logo come up, and then you can rate it. And thank you for the people that have rated it in the past and commented. Very, very, very appreciated. Enjoy. The small tree. I hired a plumber to help me restore an old farmhouse, and after he had just finished a rough first day on the job, a flat tire made him lose an hour of work, his electric drill quit, and his ancient one-ton truck refused to start. While I drove him home, he sat in stony silence. On arriving, he invited me in to meet his family. As we walked towards the front door, he paused briefly at a small tree, touching the tips of the branches with both hands. When opening the door, he underwent an amazing transformation. His tan face was wreathed in smiles, and he hugged his two small children and gave his wife a kiss. Afterwards, he walked me to the car. We passed the tree, and my curiosity got the better of me. I asked him about what I had seen him do earlier. "Oh, that's my trouble tree," he replied. "I know I can't help having troubles on the job, but one thing's for sure. Those troubles don't belong in the house with my wife and my children. So I just hang them up on the tree every night when I come home and ask God to take care of them. Then in the morning I pick them up again." "Funny thing is," he smiled, "when I come out in the morning to pick them up, there aren't nearly as many as I remember hanging up the night before." Author unknown. And I just love that. Because if you let go of those things you cannot control, and you put your time and energy on the things you can control, you will feel better. You will look better. You will think clear. You have a better perspective. You will have this new, improved, higher level of pro-you clarity. And meanwhile, this other thing. Oh, that went away. That worked out. Oh, I don't even care about that thing anymore. And it's amazing how many times I've seen that happen. And I just loved it. You know, I mean, a dude going, look, I know what I can't do. You know, I can't stop all these things from coming on my path. But what I can do is I can leave them outside my house and not bring them in and share them with the people that I love and that love me. This one's entitled Thoughts. Many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. He who loses money loses much. He who loses a friend loses much more. He who loses faith loses all. Beautiful young people are accidents of nature, but beautiful old people are works of art. Learn from the mistakes of others. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. Friends, you and me, you brought another friend, and then there were three. We started our group, our circle of friends, and like that circle, there is no beginning or end. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Speaking of presents, I was going to tell you how my birthday went. For I'm always thinking. And I just started, you know, for my birthday, and, you know, just started making these little notes. And I just wrote down my birthday thoughts. It was one of those weeks prior to my birthday where it was really slow. I mean, I had three clients out of town. So I had even more time alone, more time to think. And this is where, you know, 7 days before I said, okay, I'm going to take out these two things. So I kind of knew where I was headed mentally and emotionally. I felt good physically. And I knew that the money thing was just going to be there. It was like, you know, I'm going to have to go to the IRA. And it's just such a funny thing to me. It like baffles me. Like, yeah, what's the point? And I'm like, wow, you would not believe. And it's like, you know, just like I said, you know, spending the savings, you know, this grip that I have on money, you know, mentally, it's the craziest thing. So I'm trying really hard not to beat myself up. I'm like, okay, that's your thing. You know, that's the squeaky wheel. You know about your squeaky wheel. Now what do you want to do? And I keep thinking, you know, if I died today, I'd have money. Wow, that dude had money saved. You know, it's like, he must have been doing well. Now he's stressed about, well, he didn't even spend it all. You know, I mean, he had money saved. What was he stressing about? Well, he had this belief that once he saved it, he couldn't touch it. Once he put it in an IRA, he couldn't touch it. Once he, you know, achieved a certain level, he would just keep going. Confused young man. So my birthday was actually Monday, and, you know, I had a few clients kind of spread out. So there's no real beach time, and I always go. I mean, I really can't remember the last time I didn't go to the beach on my birthday. So I'm like, client out of town that I had on Saturday, and I'm like, well, you know, should I go Saturday, Sunday? I go, you know, I'm going to go both days, and I'm just going to, you know, not think about money. I'm not going to, you know, spend a bunch of money. I'm just going to, you know, kind of have the weekend as my birthday weekend. So again, you know, kind of prepping things, which I've never really done, you know, much before the age of 50 at all. So went to the beach, great day. Went to the beach Saturday, Sunday, both great days. And it was just, I felt, I guess the word would be accomplished or proud of myself. Because, you know, money never really seemed to leave my mind. You know, I talk about Beautiful Mind, you know, end of the long movie, his story, you know, wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Where's his delusions? Right there. There they are. No question, no doubt, no grace. Boom, there they are. So I was just going, okay, that's your thing. Like right now you're going to do this thing and you're probably going to, you know, go into IRA and it's going to affect you and it's going to kind of shake you in the canoe, but you're okay. It's fine. It's just unfamiliar to you. So what do you want to do today? It was almost like that. Actually, it was a lot like that. And, you know, hence I'm going, okay, let's just choose my thoughts. Okay, you have that murmuring, that feeling that's kind of making you a little uncomfortable. Okay, now what do you want to do? And I just kind of thought of this whole, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go to that beach. And I, you know, kind of just had a plan and just started, you know, moving forward. And it just seemed like I was going to have to do the work. And it was not a bad thing. So I kept remembering how much worse other people had it and how bad it had been at certain times in my past. And I'm like, you know, look, how is it right now? How is it right now? And I had to kind of just do that, you know, a little bit more. And the point I'm trying to make is I was way better at that. Like, hey, you have this uncomfortable feeling, think this, do that. That is not easy. But that I felt I was better at. I was aware of that. You know, I just, you know, we sit and go, okay, I'm going to go on, you know, 20 in gas. Okay, I won't get any food, and you know, blah, blah. And I would just, you know, all of a sudden I would just run this, you know, little mathematical equation about, well, is it okay if you spend this amount of much money today if you're not going? Is it okay you're going to? I was like, wow, it's relentless in my head. And again, more time alone, more time in your head. So I'm just aware of it going, wow. But I was catching myself. I'm like, shh, you're fine. You have money for gas. You have food for today. Go enjoy yourself. And I like that. I some of y'all might be laughing going, yeah, I do that all the time. But it was, you know, when I'm down and when there's weight in my head between my ears, it can paralyze me. You know, it can white knuckle me. It can rock my canoe. So the fact that I was like going, okay, here's this thing that's making you feel uncomfortable. It's not familiar, but you're going to go ahead and move forward moment by moment. And if those yucky thoughts come in, you start doing math, go, shh, just quiet that mind and return to what you were doing. Because once I leave to the beach, I'm done. I don't think, I don't, you know, I don't really do that. And once I'm there, it's like I'm meditating the whole time. I don't really think about anything. So the fact that I went like 2 days in a row and was giving myself permission to go 2 days in a row, it's like being away mentally, you know, taking that vacation. I don't really need to get that far to be away from my life because I like my life. But when I shut off everything that I normally do, and I'm at the beach, and I'm with Zen, and I'm alone, and I'm balancing stones, I mean, I'm shutting off a bunch of stuff because nothing comes in. I think that's, you know, again, part of the work and part of what I've achieved and part of what that place brings to me in my life and my path. And I remember on my birthday, Monday, it was kind of a regular day. And I was fine with that. It's like, okay, you turned 54 today. You're doing what you need to do. You know, it's been a week since you kind of took those two things out and added that other thing in. How you feeling? And it's that I felt pretty good. But, you know, it's all this normal stuff, all this human stuff that's going to come into play. It was Sunday night, the night before my birthday. And I thought, wow, if you did blah, blah tonight, you could just start tomorrow. Tomorrow's your birthday and you'd be fine. Because that was kind of the thing is, hey, at 54, I'm going to take this out and this out. And it was just perfect. It was like that. I don't know if everybody feels this or you've heard it before, but it's going to be just once more, you know, just one more bad meal, one more cigarette, you know, one more, you know, this is the last night and then tomorrow I start. That's kind of, you know, again, I'd done things like that in the past and it came into my mind and I was like, wow, look at that. And this is what great is. AA popped into my head. It's like, well, let's think that through. So you do whatever tonight. And you wake up tomorrow morning, and how do you feel? And I probably wouldn't feel that bad physically. Baby, I know I would have been like, wow, this would be day 8. Now it's day 1. For what? You know, am I going to wake up tomorrow morning and go, wow, all right, one more day. And not be that impressed and not be that thrilled and kind of be bored because I don't feel that great after 7 or 8 days of taking out a couple things. But I knew in my heart it was better than having that, ugh, I stepped back, I slipped, I got to start over. It's day 1. And again, you walk the earth long enough, you gain experience, and you start utilizing that experience, and that's what I'm feeling now. Well, it took me after 50, but again, it was like turning 54, like the night before, the next day, the week before, the day after, I'm thinking about it. I'm aware, going, you're turning 54, what are your choices? What are your thoughts? What are your actions? What are you doing? How are you dealing with things? How are you responding? Are you responding? Are you reacting? And I kept thinking, again, that's purple thought to me. I would much rather have all of that, whether it be boring or mundane or monotonous or whatever. There's no real bad. There's no real guilt, there's no critique, there's no judgment, there's no feel bad. It's pretty peaceful. When you start kind of throwing time and energy into those things that serve you and you realize how peaceful it is, it's a good place. But it can be boring if you do not have mental clarity. There's just nothing going on. It's like, yeah, because there's no bad. If you got that bad phone call right now, you wouldn't be bored. So, you know, you get the social media birthday stuff and, you know, that's all cool. And I had some friends shout out. But again, it's not that huge of a day to me. It's the first day of my year. And I want to start it mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, logistically, whatever I can, the way I want to be. And I started the week before and took things out. And that night I had that reflective kind of conversation with myself. And I was just, again, in a good place going, it's Monday. You know, I'm out doing, you know, 2 clients I trained. I didn't even tell them it was my birthday. And I just felt like in control of stuff. It was a good thing for little old me. But I did receive 2 birthday texts. And that, again, it's just this reminder, you know, to me of purple and yellow, you know, the kryptonite. Because when something reminds me of the bad, I go, oh, that's the kryptonite feeling, the sense of that, like what I kind of grew up with. That anxiety, that guilt, that feel bad, just that, and how I felt in the family, you know, and then, again, much more as an adult. And it was this type of stuff that I distanced myself from. And the more you distance yourself or the further you distance yourself, you start seeing things with greater clarity. So I haven't spoken to my family in a couple years now. and I'm way better, and I doubt that any of them understand that. And me, part of that is not caring. You know what I'm responsible for are my words and actions. My thoughts. How others respond, that's on them. So if they're, you know, doing what they're doing, that's on them. That's not on me. So, and I told this to a friend, and he said it right away on the dot. I said, you know, my mom sends 4 words a year. Merry Christmas, happy birthday. That's it. Anyway, and he was, well, you know, she's doing that for her. Then she's like, okay, see, I did. I'm like, yeah. I mean, to like love, support, visit, call, none of those things. But I'm going to send you that birthday and Christmas text because then I'll be like, look, I did that. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And again, I'm just in a good place. You know, make me angry, didn't not, but it's just, okay, you're reminding me of where you are, what I'm staying away from, why I'm better. And then the big gun comes. I wrote, you know, it's just, it's funny to me though, but I did, you know, mentioned my sister on a podcast, and I'm like, she had no idea how I'm doing in life. And I'm like, wow, that's weird, because there's a bunch of people that listen to my podcast that know exactly how I'm doing. And the fact that you don't listen to my podcast or never have listened, you don't probably know how important it is to me. And if you don't know how important the podcast is to me, you're probably really not participating in my life. And I'm okay with that. I really, really am. So she, I don't know when this was, but you know, she sent this text that she was officially worried about me. And I needed to call her to make sure that she was okay by telling her that I was okay. And I guess this is just because we hadn't spoken on the phone or something. I'm like, so there's nothing wrong. You think there's something wrong. So now you're kind of guilting me that you're concerned about something being wrong and I need to now react and respond. I'm like, yeah, not going to do that anymore. That was kind of the family theme. You know, it's just, I mean, I can't tell you how many times a family member called me and blamed me for something. I didn't live there. I hadn't lived there, hadn't been around, and they would just call and vent on me. Like, this is what you're doing. I'm like, how am I doing that? So here's my sister's birthday quote. We haven't been able to connect, so I will continue to pray for you in whatever it is you're going through. And I just laughed. I'm like, and, you know, I know there's other people with family stuff, so I know there's some of y'all that understand this. But it baffles me. I mean, again, when you're a 4 out of 10, this stuff bothers you, and you're in the mud, and you're throwing it, it's coming back, and you're fighting it. You want everybody to understand you and think that you're right, and, you know, just all that. And it's like, yuck. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just not, it's just all kryptonite to me. It just, and again, it's just this sign going, hey, we're still kryptonite over here. I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know. I'm over here. And I'm better. And it's partly because I really don't associate with y'all. And that's hard for people to understand, grasp, harder for people to do, as hard to say. It's not something you're proud of. But if you keep going to a rock for water, after a while, you just got to go, yo, kind of chill. You're not going to get that ever from that. Not right, wrong, good, or bad, just is. Just try to grasp it, embrace it, accept it, and move forward. And you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel bad about it. It's definitely not your fault. But if you are a better you without certain people in your life, yay. You know, congrats, you got there. There are people that just stay in that grind, trying to get that approval, that affection, love, support from, you know, family or not. And again, that's, you know, kind of maybe where the whole pro-you thing spawned from. Well, what if it was just you? Instead of all these people making you feel bad and telling you you're wrong and making you feel afraid. What if you just took inventory and said, okay, well, just how do you feel about you? How do you feel about what you're doing? I did that at 50. See, that's kind of my point. That's an awfully long time to be going to a rock, getting water. I'm never getting it. You know, and taking this long to be like, okay, I'm just going to be over here, kind of quiet, do my own thing, but I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy these little moments. And there's going to be this big battle that goes on. And people are going to want to talk about it and argue and fight and want to know why and blah, blah, blah. And see, just all of that is like, that's just a bunch of more yucky wasted energy. You know, if it takes me 50 years to now do something and I'm going to try to convince those people, I mean, it's going to take me another 50 years to get them to understand or get them to, you know, if they didn't agree with my choices and actions before, why would they now? And again, that's, you know, I just think some people are listening going, wow, I can't believe you're doing that. I think some people listening going, wow, I kind of understand that. So I'm not telling anybody, again, what to do. I'm just telling you what I did. But when I get a text going, hey, sorry for your bad, sorry you're doing bad, I'll pray for you on my birthday, I'm like, yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that type of person in my life. And, you know, it's up to me to decide that. So you kind of just empower yourself. You deem yourself worthy. You know, and part of the birthday thing is, you know, I've been single for 6 years and I always get myself a Christmas present, you know, whatever it was. You know, something small, whatever, but it's like, oh, okay, let me give myself a birthday present. And especially, you know, I later don't really buy myself a whole lot, and there was just no urge to. Like, I know it wasn't, oh, I got extra money, so I'm thinking about it, but there was no, like, oh, you know what, I should just anyways. And I thought that was kind of cool. Again, over time, there's kind of becoming a new default, a new automatic, a new reaction that just kind of happens. It's kind of pleasant. It's kind of purple. It's kind of pro you. And there's a big part of me that's going, hey, look how you're doing. I mean, you stopped doing two things to start kind of a newer, healthy habit 7 days before your birthday. You're 54. You're in great health. Your dog's in great health. You know, you're not in debt. You have money saved. You got everything covered. You get to go to the beach. It was just like, wow, like as is, I was good. Now, there was the murmur and blah, 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 and of course it's not perfect and 100%, but it's not difficult to be aware that it's better. That is enough. The next door to the apartment complex, it was right around, I think it was during my birthday. So just across the way, this apartment, just like mine, second floor, and then one below it. And then the entryway comes in between our two that face the front. And so the second floor apartment on the other side had a major toilet break leak. And I don't know if the floor fell through, but both of those apartments needed to be redone. And I didn't think something like that damage wise could happen. And I think they had to go live somewhere else for a couple days. And I was just like, I mean, do you just go, wow, I'm so thankful. Like I got a, you know, I don't have a big place, but I got a bunch of stuff. And if it was just, you know, how much worse it could get. So again, a little stuck in my head about this or that. And I start hearing noise and I start, you know, seeing trucks and people. And I finally, you know, it was like the second or third day, found out what had happened. I was like, same apartment complex, same age of everything. I mean, whatever happened there could happen to me. I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. And something that I was going to mention that I told a couple people, you know, was kind of happening. But that whole celebrity USC cheating scandal thing, I thought here was a prime example of, okay, you're very talented. You're very attractive. You're very successful. And that's not enough. Now you marry into money, and there's more money, and a happy marriage, and have kids, and the kids are healthy and very attractive and very successful. So there's health, there's a beautiful family, there's a ton of money, and that wasn't enough. See, so that's that thing that's always there. And it helps me. Again, I'm not, you know, tripping in the wrong way. I just trip because I trip. You know, we all have those things, our buttons, our whatever. But, you know, training clients and you know, I look, you know, and that quote said, you know, watch other people's mistakes. You can't make them all. And I sit there going, okay, how can you have that much success, wealth, and it not be enough? And I'm not blaming them. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying that's kind of my point. Is going, Tom, remember that. You know a bunch of people who got a bunch of money and they have just as many problems, if not more. So that if I only had a better job making more money, if I was more successful making more money, everything would be better. It's just, it's all relative. I thought that was just funky. And again, how many people were involved? I mean, at that level in today's world, I mean, I didn't think something like that was possible. So I was going to title this, I Did It. I'm like, well, no one would have any idea what that meant. But I got the money. Well, I didn't get it yet. I requested a withdrawal from my IRA. I'm like, yep, I did it. So I kind of looked back at it, and I went, well, if let's say a year ago I would have started making money, none of these last podcasts about any of this wouldn't have happened, number one. I was lowering my overhead, really tightening up the budget, and not in a bad way. I'm fine. But you just start cutting things out. You know, it's like food delivery. Very expensive. You know what I mean? That's just a prime example. But it was like making these little choices. And I'm like, well, why did I choose to do that? It's like, well, because I didn't have a choice. It's like, well, thank you, universe. I guess, right? This happened and I responded. I'm like, wow. Look how low I can keep my overhead. I don't really need to make that much money. Hey, I'm doing way better than I thought. Like that whole thing kind of happened. And I became aware of that going, okay, check this out. Now you were kind of making some choices back in October. And you're like, well, I might have to go into IRA now that savings is gone. October, November, December, January. February, March. I mean, you went another 5 months. Now, would you have done what you did the last 5 months spending-wise had you not had that thought? No, I would have just kept spending like I was. And it's not that I spend a lot, but I was like, it kind of taught me a bunch. So let's just say hypothetically, putting it out there, look upon God's favor, and you're like, okay, in a year I'm making more money. How am I going to be? Versus if I went back a year ago and I made more money. Totally different, dude. You know, that minimalistic kind of approach I have is, you know, kind of goes to that living simple. keeping your overhead down. I don't got to work all the time. I don't got to do all these things. I don't got to be stressing. It's like I can just work this way, work harder at not spending. Again, I was a couple $100 for my birthday. Hey, I'll just get myself something. I just always did. It was just, why wouldn't you? And this year, there was just no urge. And it wasn't like, oh, man, I didn't get myself anything. It's sad. It was like, I went to the beach twice. How good do you have it? And again, not bragging, just going, man, I'm focusing on that which I have. So I was with a client, and this was pretty cool. I was quite happy, to use that word, in this moment. So client, longtime client, going through some stuff, and just inside of me, it was just weird. It was actually on my birthday when this happened. And maybe I was just, in my head more because I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. It's my birthday and I'm not telling my client. And when I left, this is what I wrote down. I write messages on my phone. I wrote, I love knowing what to say in the moment to help the people that I care about. Like I just had the answers. And I knew at the end of that workout, he felt differently. I just knew it, and I asked him. He goes, yep. And I'm like, it's so cool. I go, I'm not over here guessing. And he started laughing. I go, I like that, because I'm talking about this is what I'm focusing on. This is what I am doing. I go, why I have words of wisdom to offer you today is because this is exactly what I'm working on. I could tell you what's wrong, what's missing, what I might want different in my life. I got that list ready for you. Or I can tell you what I'm working on and what I'm experiencing. Now, one's going to make me feel better and one's not. One will probably bum you out and one will probably make you feel better. So it's quite obviously what I'm going to share. I'm going to share what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is what I'm focusing on. And this is what I'm focusing on. And in that moment, I was like, and this, right here. I can sit here with conviction and tell you facts, not guess, not hopes, not wishes, facts. And tell you you will feel better, and then you do feel better. And then I made this up right on the spot. I said, I have two questions for you. Number one, what's more important to you? What you have currently, or what you want? Ed goes down, looks down, shakes his head, going, well, of course, what I have is. Question number two. Can you remember that? And he smiled. And I thought it was great because it worked in the moment. Because the things that had him in a funk, things he couldn't control, new things that were going on, just external stuff. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Does that funk of that new stuff take away from anything that you have? Nope. Are you or are you not the best you have ever been? Yes. So, don't lose track of how important what you have is. I kind of mentioned, I called it the Myra syndrome. And it was loosely based on when I was training Matt Myra, going, there's a dude who got five things in his life that he should be very thankful for, five blessings. But he spends most of the time talking about the 6 and 7 one that he wants and how he wants number 3 to be different. Again, things he couldn't control. But instead of being thankful for the 5 that he had, which were awesome, his time and energy went to other places. So fast forward, what happened? Did he get number 6? No. Did he get number 7? No. Did number 3 change? No. Well, what happened? He lost number 4. And he never saw that coming. And that was a really good paying job. So he was in therapy and collecting unemployment, looking for a job. And I'm like, wow, now think back. And it kind of became, you know, a bunch of people fall into that. So it's not exactly him and he's the only one and he's bad. It's like, no, that was a very common thing that I recognized. Thus, I came up with that principle. I just nicknamed it after him because, you know, I kind of put it together while I was with him, training him. So if I'm looking at someone that knows me, you know, we're friends, and I go, well, what's more important to you? What you have or this stuff that you're talking about? I mean, it's silly. So right away, you know what the answer is. I'm like, okay, can you remember that? And say, like, now, do that to the best of your ability without judgment or critique. Pretty much it. So on my birthday, I didn't have a bunch of money to spend. I was going to be busy on my birthday. You know, I was going to go to the beach. And, you know, I was probably going to, you know, think about money a little bit because that's who I am. And all I had to do was do whatever it took to stay in the purple. Think enough, work hard enough, change my perspective mentally, manually enough to just go, look, I'm going to stay in this good. You know, because if I died right now, he had a fabulous life. And there's a few people out there that would say, my life's better because of that dude. You had a great life. So I'm trying to keep that in my head. And this is, you know, a little new thing, but, you know, that positive thoughts attract positive things. This was kind of like my birthday thing. I said, okay, here's where I'm going. I have it good, and I'm going to work on it. Like, I have it good, and I'm going to have the faith that good is coming. And that's all I'm going to worry about right there, that little sequence of events. I'm going to do A, and B will come. Right now, this is what's supposed to be happening. And to me, it's kind of easy. You know, I haven't really spoken much about it, but I'm, you know, really kind of working away at the book. I kind of just write these little moments, call them vignettes. It's like one little moment or story or reflection. And I currently have 38 of them. And I'm super proud of that because I'm in that moment. It's like, well, why are you writing? You finally got to it. You finally had enough time. You worked through all your stuff. Because if I wasn't through my stuff in my head, I wasn't reflecting, I wasn't doing the things I was doing, I would not have anything to say. And if I didn't, it's almost like I have to have 5 hours to write for an hour. And it just seems almost perfect how it's working out. And wouldn't it be cool? You finish the book and then, you know, things kind of change and you start doing a couple different things and you get busier and you start making some more money and oh, isn't it great you had that cash to get through 2018? Isn't it great that you had that IRA that you had to dip into a little bit in 2019 to get you to, you know, whatever, 2020 or 2021 when, boom, your income was back? And just think like that, like live like that. But I can't be spending money. Like, go back 4 or 5 years when I first moved back to L.A. and I was making good money. I kind of thought, well, it's just going to keep coming. Going home, putting it in a box, taking that box, bringing it to another box. And I'm like, well, this is just stupid. And remember, I didn't feel great, but I also just thought it was going to keep coming. And if something was a little old or worn out or I wanted something new, I just went and bought it. I mean, I wasn't crazy ever, but I'm way different now. Because of what life did to me, did for me, allowed me to be. You know, I can't take credit for lowering. I mean, I did lower my overhead, but I didn't have the impetus to do that. It's like life's like, okay, we're doing this to you. How are you going to respond? So I responded. And so I said, you know, at 54, I'm starting going, hey, you should just focus on how you're responding. Because you didn't know what that word meant before the age of 50. You didn't have any clue how to do it before the age of 50. And now you're aware of it, know how to do it. You're doing it kind of consistently, and you're getting better at it. Purple. I like me. Much more this way. So there's a little story I shared with the client. I said, you know, it's like you're a fighter. And you come back from the round, and I'm in your corner. I'm your cheerleader. And, you know, your left eye's getting really swollen. And I'm like, you know, you have a real problem keeping your left up. Go back out there. Focus on that. Now, does that fighter go back into the ring going, I'm not going to get hit anymore. I'm just going to keep my left up. No. He's going to get hit almost for sure in that same eye again. Why? Because he's wonderfully flawed, and one of his things is he has trouble keeping his left up. But now he knows it. Now he's aware. He has complete clarity, and he also knows where to put his time and energy. So if he's out there, instead of going, wow, why am I being hit? He's going, hey, I'm going to keep my left up. I'm going to keep my left up. I'm going to try to remember to keep my left up. And he's probably going to feel better, and he's probably going to do better. He will not be perfect. He will not ever lose again. He will not knock out everybody. But he will have the peace of mind that he now knows what the squeaky wheel is, and he will have the peace of mind knowing that he is distributing the grease, the time and energy that he has to that squeaky wheel. And then you get to the place where you have peace knowing that. Knowing, look, doesn't make it perfect, doesn't mean it's gone. It's right here. That fear, that thing, that whatever it, kryptonite, whatever that thing is, it's right there. Built in. And you just need to do what you need to do to get to yourself, get to a place, like I said, kind of where I am, kind of where you're going, okay, this is my thing. That's how I'm affected. So here's how I'm going to respond now. And then be thankful that you get to do that. Like, that was kind of my birthday weekend. My birthday. The day after. It's the next day after. It's like, you like how you're thinking right now? Happy birthday. Welcome to 54. Welcome to level 54. This is how we think here. So that's kind of where I was at. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. And I'm just going to keep saying it every time I remember. But I just think there's some people that need a little support. They need a little direction, a little guidance, a little permission, a little forgiveness. And they're not always sure who they can chat with. So if you or anyone you know has anything they'd like to share or ask, or you'd like help, we can Skype, email, phone, anything at all. If there's anyone that you know could use a little pro you help, because I just think right now that's exactly what I'm supposed to do. Not really trying to do a whole lot, but like I said, this is a weird little statement. If I died right now, I know that there would be people that would say that their life is better because of me. And it might have been true before in my life, but I've never really been able to embrace what that meant. And now I am. I'm very peaceful, and I'm very thankful that I made it through everything that I made it through to get to a point where I can just talk to someone and help them right then and there. Worlds apart in every shape, way, manner, shape, and form, and I can just help them. So that's kind of what I want to do. If there's someone out there that I could help and I'm not helping them, that's what I'd like to do. Pretty small on the big spectrum, but I believe that's why I'm here on the earth. So make some little choices, make some good choices, make some pro you choices, get on that pro you path and head to becoming a better you. So you too will know why you're here, what your true purpose is, and what your intention should be walking the earth each and every day. Because you are worth it. welcome to your pro you moment, the moment that we deem ourselves worthy of. We will begin to control that which we can control. Let's find ourselves a spot to sit. Cross our legs if you can, and let's close our eyes. Draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. Draw it in the nose slowly, exhale it slowly. We're slowing it down so we can experience it. We want to experience it so we can be in that moment. Make that connection and block out everything else. So have a neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel into your spine. If you feel any tension or stress, just try to breathe through that. Find where that is and breathe through it. If any other thoughts or ideas pop into that space between your ears, quietly, kindly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations on another successful pro you moment. I always try to thank you listeners for listening, and very thankful for those that join in on the pro you moment, because listening to the podcast is great, but it's passive. You participate in the pro-you moment. That's active. It's proactive. Pro-you. You doing something. And it's just that key of doing those little things consistently. And believing in yourself that those little pieces are going to add up. But along the way, you'll have that clarity that you're making the right choices, choosing the right thoughts, the right words to the best of your ability, and that will give you peace and contentment along that path while you are becoming the better you. And that's why I said, just focusing on that. Look what I'm doing. I'm doing things better. I'm doing things different. I'm doing things for me. And I'm going to think about that. Focus on that. Be proud of myself. I'm going to like myself. I'm going to love myself a little more. I'm going to deem myself worthy. Something happens in life, I'm just going to go with it and learn. I don't mind what happens. I want to grow. I want to respond. I want to choose my experience. I want to choose to be a pro-you experience. Peace and God bless.